A sprinkle of porn.
Yeah, like she comes so often and you see just the real intensity and it's like intense.
When you're like hanging out with your friends, guys would play it on the TV just to like get your reaction. But I feel like now looking back on it, that was really weird because it would be like five girls and five guys or whatever. And they're just, everyone's just sitting there watching porn.
Hi guys, welcome back to the O Collective Just Like You podcast. We are Diana, Wingsy, Simona and Eden. And we are starting a series called Let's Get Real, to share our stories around the topics that we are often too shy to speak about.
Today, we're going to talk about a highly spoken about topic. We're going to talk about porn. Porn, like, you know, sexually explicit content, erotica, literotica, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get started. So, girls, do you guys watch porn?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
So, we all watch porn. So, it's 100%. Porn watching right here.
Who has ever lied about watching porn? So saying that you don't watch porn.
When I was young, not anymore.
No, not anymore now, especially not running a company.
Yeah, but when I was young, yeah. What about you, Diana?
No, because I remember when I was young, like in high school, someone asked me if I watched porn and I didn't then. I really didn't. But now if they ask me, I would just tell them. But maybe at the time in high school, even if I did, maybe I would say no, because I would feel embarrassed.
Have you ever said no, Wings?
No, I actually have always been pretty honest about it. And I sometimes feel like, especially nowadays when you're really busy, sometimes your brain needs a little bit of sprinkle, even though it's not reality, but it needs a little bit of this brain ecstasy. And then you refer to porn, even though we know that it's fake, right? It's not really the real world, but sometimes you want to hide into that fake world and just pump your brain a little bit.
A sprinkle of porn.
Yeah, I like that.
Sprinkle of porn in the
brain. But also, now that I know you just mentioned like porn is not real. I think that nowadays there's more options of porn. Like I agree the mainstream porn is really unrealistic, but there's actually platforms like or directors like Erica Lust who give people kind of the option to watch real porn or watch real intimacy and sex, I think, which then almost doesn't feel so fake.
Though I have to admit, when I'm watching porn, it's the stuff that I would not do at home, but it is the stuff that sometimes sprinkles my brain, a little sprinkle. You know what I
think?
I mean?
That's like the truth.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Like vanilla sex.
You don't want to watch
porn.
You don't want to watch the vanilla sex because that's the stuff you sometimes perhaps do at home. You want something that pushes you a little bit more.
Good point.
It really.
So what is it? What is it, Winx? Come on, let us know.
I don't know, but I do know. Every. I think it depends really on the mood. So I know some people are really into the real sex. Into storytelling. For me, I just want things to be very fast. So I'm personally not a person that spends an hour watching pornography. It's maybe max 15 minutes and then I'm done and then I go to bed. But it depends on the mood. Sometimes it's more extreme. Other times it's more vanilla. I don't really have a specific. What about you girls? Do you have a specific theme?
I always watch the same couple over and over again. And I'm such a shallow person. I know why. It's called this, and it's Pornhub actually. It's not even the platforms that we really support, but it's called Leo Lulu or Lulu Leo. And they're this French German couple, and she just has a really amazing body, and he as well. And you don't see their faces, it's always covered, but she has like the best body ever. He has a good body as well. Yeah, that's it. Either them or this Owen Gray. Do you guys know him?
No.
It's this fully tat guy, like his legs. Like, entirely tatted up, so when you see it a tat, you already know, like you sometimes already see it on TikTok, like you try it with a little teaser that you only see a tatted leg, and then you actually know that they're talking about Owen Gray and porn. But I'll forward you a video of him and this other porn actress having really intense sex. It has a lot of views, and that one is actually very long, but it's a long one that you want to watch. I'm not also not a person that watches long porn videos. Like if you want to watch something long, you'll just put in a movie on Netflix. You don't put on porn. But this one, you want to keep on watching. It's like, it's not fake. It looks very natural. She comes so often and you see just the real intensity, and it's like intense. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll send it. Did I sell it well?
Yeah. I also feel like you do a lot of research on it and you follow all his TikTok videos.
No, not him. But like I had this phase. It was a thing when I lived here in Bangkok also for a year by myself. And I had a friend that I would, a girlfriend that I would text a lot with. And we would just exchange which porn shows we watched. So she would give me a couple of tips and I would give her a tip. So I just like, that's how I got into it. Normally, like you just, you know, you open up Pornhub and you just go into the first video and you're like, okay. But that in that year, I think I found a couple of gems.
Oh, nice. Hey, but speaking of which, now that you're in Thailand, Pornhub is completely banned.
Yeah, because they insulted the king, right?
Yes.
Well, I've been with Diana every night.
So I haven't really had the opportunity. She just picked me. I'm the sprinkle.
Wait, but when was the first time you guys watched porn? Like, do you recall, like, when was that very first time?
There's like specific moments that I remember. Wait, go ahead. You were starting first.
So in Holland, back in the days when porn was not free, late at night, it would be on the TV. Mm. So you'd be like watching a movie and then you're zapping and then suddenly there's like a naked couple having sex and then you need to pay. So I think I was 14, maybe 14, 15. I think there was no Pornhub, maybe there was, but I remember back in the days, it was still on TV. So now if you're late at night watching TV, you don't really see any of these porn channels anymore because it all shifted to the internet. But back in the days, it was old school.
What about you guys?
It was very, again, this coincides with my masturbation story. I started watching porn very early. It's because my parents left me alone in the restaurant or above the restaurant with nobody to watch me. And then one day I was just going through the videos. And this is also like super bizarre. They were just back in those days. And that's like 30 years ago, there was no internet. Chinese people, they want to watch Chinese TV. So they're only video. There's no Chinese TV on TV. So there were a lot of videos upstairs for the cooks or for personnel to watch Chinese TV on. And I can just remember that I grabbed a videotape and I thought it was a Chinese TV show. I put it in a tape recorder or the video request and they just started playing porn. Oh. And I think it was 6-7 years old. And it was fascinating. And apparently it turned me on because that's also when my masturbation journey started.
Nice.
Being left alone with porn tapes with nobody to take care, to watch me.
So was it your dad's or was it your mom's or was it your
restaurant's dad's? Sometimes I wonder. I don't really understand. Like it was a communal area where all restaurant personnel would convene together after work and together they would watch videos. So I'm like, do you watch porn together?
Well, your dad's really offering some great employee benefits.
Yeah, definitely. He knows what his people, he wants to keep them satisfied.
And relaxed and chilled.
Yeah.
But it was just an innocent movie cover and then...
Yeah, well, no, the videotapes, you know, there are no covers. You rent them from this Chinese grocery store. Oh. It's so random. You rent videos tape from the Chinese grocery store. They would just bring it in a box. And there were just videos lying around. Oh. And as a kid, you have nothing to do. So I just pull one video, put it in a tape recorder and bam, a new world that opened up.
New world.
Oh my God.
It kept me busy. And I didn't go out on the streets. Instead, I stayed inside in front of the TV, fascinated.
Same video over and over again?
Actually, now we talk about it, there's this one shot of a German lady. Why she was German? Because she had this beer fest outfit and it was somewhere in the woods and she was being fucked by a German. Something like that. So like Chinese people watching European porn, it seems.
I think my very first time. I have a very interesting story of my very first time. You know, again, like kids, like I love going through my parents' stuff, like their drawers, their DVD files, all sorts of places. Anyways, I was going through a DVD folder. I think I was 13. There was just a whole folder of really nice porn. It was like Playboy Penthouse Mansion Playboy Penthouse. I was like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me bop it in when my parents are not around. So that was my very first time encountering it. It was like my parents were home most of the time, so it's not like as easy to get to, but then like I definitely found myself like craving for it, like craving to go dip into that DVD when my parents are not around. And what was super funny was My brother, he also found it, but without me knowing. So I guess we've been watching the same type of porn. And he wanted to share with his friends at school. So he like brought the whole thing of DVDs, like Playboy Penthouse, brought it to school and shared it with his friends. And he eventually got caught. And my parents had to go into school and have a little talk with the teachers. I think they were a little bit embarrassed by it. But yeah, that was very, very funny.
What about you, Diana?
I just have like pockets of moments of remembering it growing up, like as a kid, kind of similar to Wincy. There wouldn't be like hardcore porn on TV late at night, but it would be like softcore, which is technically allowed. It's like NC-17, or it's defined as softcore. And so there would be a few of those channels and you just like flip through and then you accidentally see and you're like, ah, and then keep flipping away and don't really think too much about it. But I specifically remember one time my brother, he was in the bathroom and he told me to look up hot grills while I was on the computer, but I took it as hot girls. And I thought it was very weird that we were children. Like, I think I was like 7 or 8. And he just kept saying, can you please look up hot grills? And I kept asking him, are you sure? And then I Googled hot girls and just a bunch of porn just popped up. And then eventually when
I'm Googling it right now. Did he do that on purpose? Because what a hot grill?
Grills, like grill, like a grill, like a barbecue grill. Like,
oh, why hot?
My
hot
brother grill. My brother likes to cook. So I feel like it wasn't like a weird thing he asked me.
Wasn't it just to fool you?
Maybe.
Because I Googled it right now, hot grills. And if the first result is hot girls. So even if you Google hot grills, you get hot girls.
Maybe he was messing around.
It's your butter trying to get you into porn.
I don't know. But then he ran out and I was like, are you sure? This is so crazy. And then he ran out and was like, no, what is that? And he's like, what are you doing? Why would you Google that? And I was like, I don't know. And then obviously, yeah, so that was definitely. And then in high school, I feel like it was kind of a cool thing to do. Not ourselves, but like guys would put, when you're like hanging out with your friends, guys would play it on the TV just to like get your reaction. But I feel like now looking back on it, that was really weird because it would be like 5 girls and 5 guys or whatever. And they're just, everyone's just sitting there watching porn.
I have the same actually in high school, and it's actually at a girlfriend's house, and she had very chill parents. They weren't at home. We would always chill there and guys would come over, and but she would put on a porn, just like nice little background porn.
Yeah.
Do you think it was just like the culture back then is like the culture back then and like, you know, how media was portraying like, you know, if you're a chick, you need to be super cool and be like down to do these type of things. And like you put on porn.
I'm not really sure if they were really like they were aware of that was cool or not. I think I had those two friends. They were genuinely very interested in self-exploration and porn. Mm. Those two friends, they would stay over at each other's place. I was thinking about this actually the other day. They would stay over. One would sleep in her bed. The other one would sleep next to her on the ground on a mattress. They would bring their dildos and they would simultaneously use their dildos or vibrators.
Wait, how old were you?
As a shared friend. Wow. We were around about 14, 15 years old.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Cool. I was thinking about open. That. Yeah, I was thinking about them. Thought, this is very open, actually. I don't even know what today, whether friends would do that.
That's cool.
I don't think I ever thought of doing that with
a friend. Activity.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
They were so open about it. Like the two of them were very open about it. They would also discuss it in a group that, oh, they orgasm at the same time. And oh, your orgasm sounded like that. And oh, you sound so funny. And there were 3 other girlfriends and we would feel a little bit awkward. Like, oh, ha, 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 ha. And I think they invited us a couple of times and we're like, yeah, no, we're good. You do your thing. So I don't know if it was like to be cool amongst the boys. I think they were just genuinely interested in sexual
pleasuring themselves.
Yeah, including the porn.
That's cool. Wait, but have you guys ever been caught watching porn by like parents or siblings or friends?
For me, it's the same story again. I think it's one of those times again where I pulled the video. I put it like I was 6, 7 years old. I was upstairs in a restaurant. My mom comes up and then she's like, and I think I was just like masturbate, like over, like maybe I masturbated or maybe I just touched myself. And she's like, what did you do just now? And I'm like, I would say that I was not doing anything. I knew somewhere that it's viewed as bad or not being a good kid, so I would lie about it and say I wasn't doing anything. I was just playing. And then oh my god, this is shameful. Should I actually say this or not? We're already outed. she would take my hand and then she would smell it. She's like, you are doing something dirty. Go she wash your hand. Yeah, well, maybe she was washing in the corridor. So like she knew. And then the times after, like she would come up to check on me to make sure that I wasn't doing any nasty stuff. I still feel a little bit ashamed about it. Well, you shouldn't be ashamed about it.
Yeah.
Like, company and brand build on not being ashamed about it. But just thinking back about that moment, I feel very ashamed.
I think it's like the feeling your parents put on you as well. Because she was so appalled that you're like, oh,
yeah.
I'm doing something wrong.
Somebody put that porn video there.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
It could have started, you know, maybe she was buying it for the employees.
What about you guys?
I've never been caught.
Lucky you.
What about, oh, so you have.
So same as Simona, my parents had a Chinese takeaway and after work, they would always go for a walk in town to kind of, they always said clear our lungs because we're working in a restaurant. There's a lot of bad fumes. And then I would, watch it at night on the TV when they would go for that walk. And it was always, that walk was always at, I think it was 10:30 till 11:30. So at that time, there were already movies on the TV. So I would watch it and then I could hear them coming up the stairs. So then I would turn off the TV and then run to my bedroom. But once I forgot to change the channel. So the next morning they asked, were you watching something? I'm like, no, wasn't me. Maybe it was my brother. I think it wasn't me that was watching it.
So not a real catch then.
But maybe they knew. They just didn't want to call it out.
I think they knew.
They probably also heard your footsteps as they were going upstairs.
They heard me running to the bedroom.
It's like your door slamming super hard.
Exactly. No, it was my brother.
Dana, what about you?
I don't think I've ever been caught watching it, but I've been caught like when I remember when I was really young, I can't remember how old anymore, but I would like I lived with like a family friend. This is like a very Asian thing to do. Like someone watches you and takes you to school and stuff. And then you like see your parents on the weekend. So she would watch like a lot of kids. And then I think because like we had seen little bits and pieces of porn that we would like get naked and be not like doing anything, but just be like, oh, like these are your boobs or like, this is it. Or that's, and it wasn't even split between like male or female. Like it was just all, cause we weren't actually doing anything, but we were just like naked and like trying to understand what was happening and why our bodies were so different. Mm. We got caught then. Mm. And they were upset because they said like, oh, why would you get, like, why is everyone naked? And like, what are you doing? And I also remember feeling shame, like embarrassed. I think I was one of the older kids too. So like the older kids were the ones that like the adults talked to more because obviously the younger, I mean, it wasn't, it was very odd. Like now that I think of it, I'm like, oh, that was really odd that we just naturally as kids, young kids, because we were innocent kids, we didn't think it was a bad thing. We just got naked and started pointing and like figuring out like what's happening.
It's not an odd thing. It's a natural thing. That's what all kids do. Like I think also boys and girls, when they get naked, they start to play around. You're like just genuinely curious. So I think you're just genuinely curious. I think it's the older people that like feel ashamed that they put their, again, what you also tell me about that your parents put their shame on you. Shame was put on you because it's a very natural thing to do actually to explore. I think it's a good learning now that we take this and whenever we have kids and they're naked that we don't respond that way, I feel.
Like what is the right age where we make them feel comfortable that it's okay to explore?
I think
from the get-go. Yeah.
We did that podcast with Sex Ed with DB. I think she was mentioning that there are different stages or a different age you educate the kids on different topics. So like you talk about, you know, maybe when you're before 10, you teach them about the body parts. And then around 10 or 12, you kind of have to teach them about consent. And I think consent is the part where like, you can learn about your body, but like, what do you feel comfortable? What do you not feel comfortable? Where can people touch you? Where can people not touch you? I think that's really important because it's like, I think kids playing amongst each other, like it's quite normal, but like, when is it that you say, hey, that's like, not okay. Yeah. So I think it's also up to parents, like on communicating, hey, if anyone does this or if anyone touches you there, you should probably say no if you feel very uncomfortable. Yeah. So like, should we move on to the next part of the topic? Do we need to take out the part where we say little kid orgies? We probably should, right?
Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. Okay. Why don't I start with like Okay, let's go back to the topic of porn again. What type of porn do you watch? And then we can take turns. Simona already shared yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel ashamed of some of your preferences?
Oh, no, but I can... Yeah, because Wingsy shared and I shared it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't need to share it. Yeah. Why don't I ask the next question then? Or Wingsy, someone else asked, can you be a feminist and watch porn?
Do you think people can be a feminist and watch porn?
Yes, 100%. I think we had this conversation with Lily Faye as well about the definition of feminist, because there's a very stereotype of feminism where you're just like aggressive and you're not willing to show your body because it feels like you're kind of selling it a little bit. But Lily described herself as a feminist, but she actually uses the sexuality part to her, you know, advantage of speaking against kind of gender roles and discrimination. So she kind of is like owning the sexuality. So her art that she creates is pornographic. And I'm sure the content she is watching is also similar. Overall, it doesn't mean that just because you don't watch porn means that makes you a good feminist or not. If anything, I think watching porn can help you define even better of what your lines of consent are as a feminist and what you believe, you know, is what you represent.
There was actually, I watched this TV show. It's a HBO Max TV show. It's called Minx. And it's this very educated feminist. And she tries to get into feminist magazines, but nobody accepts her. And I'm not sure if it's based on a real story or not, but it's a really nice one to watch. And then she really wants to write feminist articles. She's well-written, like feminist to the top. She just doesn't get accepted at publishing houses. So the only publishing house that accepts her is this porn producer. And it's this guy from
New Girl,
Jake. Yeah. Is it Jake?
Yeah, he's Jake and New Girl. Yeah.
Jake and New Girl. So he's the porn star producer. And they have this like entire debate the first couple of episodes. And she also has this internal dilemma that she doesn't feel like a feminist writing feminist articles for a porn magazine. But then when she's there, she actually, that narrative changes. Also her point of view changes because women who are doing it, if it's ethical porn, they do that because they want to do it themselves. They feel powerful in their way. They have nothing to be ashamed about. And it's about taking control of your own pleasure also in that way. And you just see how that narrative throughout the entire TV show is being developed around feminism and how porn is actually supporting feminism in that way, provided that it's ethical porn, you're not being... Yeah. Forced into it, and you know what you hear in the industry. But if it's with consent, then I think it's actually on the feminine, like very feminist. So I'm surprised by your first reaction, Wingsy, because when you were about to ask it, you're like, I think it's feminist, but that's probably the wrong answer. Why did you say that?
What is feminist?
When you were about to ask the question, you already answered for yourself. You said, I think it's feminist, but that's probably the wrong answer.
Can you be a feminist and watch porn? I said, yes.
Yes. But you said that the general consensus or understanding is that it's probably the wrong answer, that it's a no. So I'm just curious to why you think it's a no.
Because sometimes I feel maybe with some people that when they watch old school porn, when it's not ethical, is that they feel it's not okay to watch because the women there are maybe forced to do things that they don't want to do, or it's not real enough that they feel, hey, it's not okay to watch regular porn, but you have to watch ethical porn. Because you also have that direct feminists that say you can only watch ethical porn because then you know it's real and it's not fake and it's not forced and it's a great work environment. So that's the reason.
There are a lot of feminists. There are also a lot of feminists who do say that it's not feminist to watch porn and that you shouldn't watch it because it's a disgrace to women. So
I also think there was an era of porn that was really entertaining. I think it was during when there's a really famous porn called Deep Throat, and that was like the first porn that went to cinema and like people could go into the theater to watch it together. And it's actually very interesting because when you watch the show, it's actually kind of entertaining. Like they made porn so like mainstream and viewable. And then there was like these moments of like, you know, hardcore sex or whatever it is. Like that was like the golden age of porn. And I feel like it's such a conflicting era because there was probably women that were forced into that kind of career and didn't have a choice to get out. But it was also when like porn became just a little bit more acceptable because it became, you could watch it like down the street in the cinema with everyone and everyone's sitting there jacking off and being hella creepy. And yeah, but
would they jerk off in the cinemas?
I think so. Oh. I mean,
I think they had those cinemas in the US, right?
But I don't know if you can go to a normal cinema and jerk off there. Is that allowed? Or I mean,
So that like maybe they were. I mean, I didn't go. I've never gone into one, but
like you do you. You do it. Just don't get caught.
Yeah, but then when you like in you watch because after watching like Deep Throat and doing like research on it, we started watching all the interviews of the actresses, like the women in porn back then, and they loved it. They were like, yeah, you know, it was tough female, but in any industry, it was tough to be a female, not just porn. Like in the corporate world, it was very hard to be female. Mm-hmm. But in our industry, I got to like have sex and that was something I loved to do. And I became a star and I became like everything I wanted in life. But, you know, there was just that one thing of like getting naked. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they were very empowered to be there. Mm-hmm. And that was a very interesting take, these actresses.
So talking about feminist porn and ethical porn, do you guys have any recommendations or is there anything that you would recommend or what you watch?
I think we've done a couple of blog posts on, you know, a few sites that we would recommend, like Make Love Not Porn by Cindy Gallup. Mm-hmm. We also had, I think, X Confessions.
Yeah.
And also Alessa.
But I mean, like, do you watch any yourself? We've done a research. We know that they're there.
I definitely go to Erica Lust. Mm-hmm. I think it's like on my Google top searches now. Like on my phone, you can definitely see the Lust logo. Nice. Like top searches. And because I'm not like watching the whole thing. I just need like a few seconds of like that real stimulation. Mm. So it's kind of just like those key little moments where that's all I need.
Dana, can I ask you a question? Do you scroll through to see where the peak is?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, so like if you're on the bar.
Penetrating? Are they doing something? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get turned on by blowjobs, hand jobs?
No.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
I don't.
You do. I don't.
Real action. Action.
Genital. Yeah.
I don't even get turned on when he's going down on her. That is also not.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I only get turned on when there's like apparently penetrative action. Mm-hmm.
I also really like not just I also like watching like girl on girl. And I realized like talking about it with my friends, realizing that actually a lot of women like watching girl on girl.
Yeah.
It's not just like hetero and that doesn't, you know, define you. But yeah, it's really interesting. I think I feel like a woman's body is like very erotic already.
Yeah.
So when you're like having two very erotic kind of beings together and doing things, then it's just exciting.
There is this one video. We did a collaboration with Cheeks Get Cheeks from Berlin. They produced this very aesthetic video of a female artist, and she's in a very nicely lit room, soft light, and they're all artists coming together to draw one woman. And the narrative is that the artist, she falls in love with her model. And then you just see that throughout the movie that they shot beautifully, beautiful light again, beautiful women again. And then eventually it becomes a threesome, but woman and woman action, and then very nicely shot. Like normally I don't watch it, but we did that collaboration. That's also how I got to know that clip, but it's beautiful. Like it also opened my eyes that porn can be beautiful.
Porn, I think it in yeah in the right
context, I've never seen it been beautiful at all.
Yeah,
I've never seen beautiful porn. And this was if I would describe it in one word, it's like aesthetic.
Nice.
I want to see it.
Yes,
now.
I will link. We will link it. Yeah, I will send it to you guys.
Simona has it on her computer. It's like she has it on her computer. It's like on command. I'm sure she can pull it up very easily. She was playing it at one of our workshops.
No, but I've always
been. It's nighttime activity, you guys. You guys can take out the dildos, lay next to each other, and play it.
Yes.
We first need to write that investor newsletter, but maybe after.
after that. Our free to ourselves. Yeah. But also there was a study like audio, it was about audio sounds. Like when men and women hear higher pitched tones, which like women have, you immediately, it's just like a thing that happens in your brain where you get soft, like you get softer and you kind of feel like a little bit romantic towards it. So that's why like girls, when they talk really cute and sweet, like people tend to respond in that way because that's like the same kind of energy they're putting out. So I feel like when, at least for me, when I watch like the female, like the sounds and things, that really does like stimulate something within me as well. Mm. And that's also why like we as, or at least for me as like a female, when I'm in the midst of activity, like with a partner, I want to make those sounds because it's very encouraging for that person to hear a certain pitch and like a certain, it's like gratification almost where they hear that pitch and that kind of enjoyment.
Is that a biological thing? Like it's proven like biologically.
Like it's a human thing where that's why like men have deeper voices because they get taken more seriously. That's why Elizabeth Holmes did that when she would only speak in like a Steve Jobs voice, in a very slow, deep voice, because that's when you get taken a little bit more seriously of the words that you're saying.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I do have a question. Is that because of what culture says you need to sound like, or is that because biologically we're humans are programmed to like take in sound and interpret it a certain way? Or is it culture? Because in porn, you always have women who are screaming at such high pitch, and which is unrealistic. So I think that's two different things. One is biology and another one is culture.
It's culture. Like the simple example of how I sound in Chinese versus how I sound in Dutch versus how I sound in English. It all has different tonalities, and that has to do with the culture that you grow up in. And apparently that culture pushes it on you on how you should sound as a woman in that society.
Yeah.
I feel when I speak Chinese higher, when I speak Dutch and English, it's lower. And I think it's more emancipated, more individualistic countries. In England, English speaking countries in the Netherlands, whereas in the East, it's more appreciated that you behave girly and you speak girly. So for me, I think it's culture.
I feel like it's a balance though, because culture comes from human behaviors. It just became very over amplified when it came to like the category of porn, because there is like studies to show like different tonal voices make you feel certain ways. So then maybe that was actually a good insight from the porn industry to be like, they like this sound in a higher pitch. And then it just became this understanding of like, oh, now I have to always make this high pitch. And then the entire industry grew to be that way.
Such a generalization, because you also have BDSM artists. Like if you're with, you know, with a, what's it called?
Whips?
Whipping?
The woman with the whip. She doesn't have a high-pitched voice. Like the standard stereotype BDSM woman with the whip has
like a barrier. Because she's dominant.
Dominant. But that also still turns men on.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Women on or whatever. It's still like a turn on for people. It doesn't necessarily.
With Japanese culture. With Japanese. It's also with Japanese porn. So if you watch Japan, I'm personally not into it, but the only thing that you hear is squeaking sounds of Japanese women. And Asian men are really, really into that. But I feel like if you compare Japanese pornography with pornography from the US or from Europe, it's completely different. It's like completely other ends of Shudder.
I think we like gone off the tangent. Everyone,
we don't know how to come back.
Well, I have a question. Eden, how do you feel about your partner watching porn?
I'm all good about it. When I'm home and he's watching porn, then I'd be like, yo, just give me a heads up because I'm here. I'm available. But when I'm away and he's watching, I'm completely fine with that. Sometimes we watch it together too. And it's very interesting to watch like, you know, what he's into and watch what I'm into. And then after knowing his preference, I would also just, you know, remind him or nudge him a little bit about the reality. I'm like, you know, that's not real, right? Those are all made up. Her boobs are not real. Her abs are not real. They're real. She's worked really hard for them. I really appreciate her body, but I'm just saying, I'm like, that's a career. You cannot expect that of me. You watch it all you want, but don't have that same expectation of act coming from me. I will do me. So I always just make sure that I still ingrain that in him and not feel like sometimes I have to play into the role of the porn actor as well. What about you guys?
Simona, you first.
Well, the question was, how do you feel about your partner watching porn? I applaud that. If he watches porn, like, yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure if he watches porn. And then, you know, the male listeners will be like, of course he watches porn. Okay, but you guys know my, no, I guess I actually don't even know if he really likes or he watches porn. Maybe he does. I wouldn't mind it at all. I wouldn't mind him watching it while I'm at home, like you do you. I also don't know if I should be available. Maybe he just wants to jerk off and he wants to watch it. He wants some alone time and that's his way of relaxing. Fine.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems like everyone feels like it's okay for their partner to watch porn. But maybe another fun question is, do you guys watch porn together with your partner?
Yes.
Or only
together? I think it's fun. It's good. Yeah. Like it's good to explore it together. Like Eden said, then it's like interesting to see like what they like versus what you like.
Yeah.
And the things that like trigger them. And I think that does help inspire you as a couple of like other things you could do or like new ways of play, you know, whatever it is. But I actually had a partner where we could have regular sex essentially, but he couldn't come. And we like kept digging to the reason why that couldn't happen. And because one of the things that we put the theory towards, we don't know if that's the actual answer, but it was because he was watching too much porn. So it actually became an overstimulation, like, or his expectation of when he came was so different to like human sex that he couldn't come. And he, you know, I know he felt bad. He constantly kept saying like, I'm very turned on. I just don't know why I can't. But when I watch porn, I can. So it's very odd. So I think it has to do with like the entire process of watching, like his, like your partner's.
We know it. We already did a YouTube session with like Edgar, knows.
Saying like that's Edgar's escape. So I think it's also like a practice. It's almost like yoga, like a practice that you do to get you to follow and finish. And so it was a very weird kind of situation where we had to say like, oh, maybe you should stop watching porn a little bit because your mental space has become so overstimulated that human to human porn like doesn't become like exciting enough for you to finish or follow through. Also with like him jacking off with his own hand, his own specific speed in certain angles, etc. But for him to kind of go clean, there's like this theory of like going cold turkey on porn can actually benefit your sex life, which is like, because it kind of gives you a blank slate what pleasure and sex should be. Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting too, to kind of explore.
I have another question here for you guys. My girlfriends, they also watch porn. One girlfriend said, yeah, you need to watch this porn. Make sure you go incognito. And then my other girlfriend is like, why? I don't care. They can track me and I'm also not going to close the tab. I'm like, if other people see that I watch porn and supernatural, I'm not ashamed about it. What is your stance in here? Like, we openly discuss it right now here in this podcast, but if you're out in the open and for instance, you pull out your phone, you want to show someone something on your phone and your last tab is still open while you watch porn. Do you feel ashamed or you're just going to own it? You're like,
unfortunately, I would still feel a little bit embarrassed. Like even to my partner, I would still be embarrassed. I'd be like, sorry. Yeah. But you know, Diana and I, we used to be roommates and there's a mystery that has yet to be solved. So Diana and I, we lived with three other dudes and we had a shared iPad for the house. And
nice. Yeah.
And I don't remember who it was. I think it was our friend Eric. He like,
or can you name names here?
Eric, whatever. He opened up the iPad and the first thing he saw was porn site. And no one in the house has owned up to it yet.
To this day, no one has owned up to
10 years later, no one's owned up to it yet. We still have the same group chat and no one has admitted it. Maybe so, you
should ask him. No, every once in a while, we'll bring it back up and everyone still denies it. That's so funny. I think it's to each his own. Like, if you want Incognito to watch porn, don't, you should not feel shame.
No, of course, no, but I'm just curious to how you guys feel about it. There's no good or wrong here. It's just like how you personally experience it.
But I feel like your friend kind of being like, why would you do that? Because like, you're already watching it. Like that, I feel like that doesn't need to exist, because however you want to watch it, tracked, incognito, collect those cookies, whatever it is, like, you just do whatever makes you
I want to know my preferences. So when I go to the website next time, they can just like
serve you with the right. Yeah.
Maybe you should become a member first, sign up for premium, then you will.
No, but I have to admit, like, I would probably also, how much I would like to be super, what is it? Independent, powerful, and confident. I think in a public space, you know, me being in the metro and pulling up my phone, and instead of the news website, I pull up a porn website, and if the sound is still on, I think I'd be embarrassed as well. Yeah,
especially with the audio.
Yeah.
There was this guy I used to work with at our agency, and he would literally just have it on. Like, he had zero shame. Like, people felt actually very uncomfortable, because like, I think it had to be raised as an issue, because like, he's like, in the agency world, there's a lot of like women in our company. And like, he's like one of the 10 guys in the office on his floor. And like, every time someone walks by, he's like just watching porn while he's doing media buying.
How is it not common sense that this is sexual harassment in a way?
It was really inappropriate. But like, he just like had no shame. There was like no fill. I don't know why he did it. Or maybe he thought that no one was looking. I don't know. But
the sound is still on.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like audio. Like, he was just like had it on the side. You know, when you just like play TV on the side.
Yeah.
The background noise. Yeah. And he was just like playing it as his background noise.
Maybe he was just taking the best practice of media buys on porn sites, since they're like,
they're
such wizards of media buying. Yeah.
I don't think that media buying, I think they're just like really digitally advanced in general, like in all parts of the internet.
I think we had some stats here that was saying Pornhub on a monthly basis has 3.3 billion visitors. Xvideos.com has 3.4 billion visitors. And then the rest are like search engines such as like Google, YouTube, Facebook, and such. And then the two porn sites come up top in the top 10 monthly visitor searches across the globe.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that porn is one of the most visited websites on the internet. Which is so weird, right? Like, everybody does it, but everybody's ashamed about it. Everybody's doing it already anyway, why feel ashamed about it?
Well, I guess, you know, Adam and Eve, why did they start covering up their bodies? Maybe it started from there.
Why did they start covering up their bodies?
I think it was Eve that first started covering her body. She felt ashamed. Like, they first saw each other. They had the apple, and then they started covering up their bodies, and then so on the Bible. I don't know. I'm just making shit up right now.
All right. You're gonna have Bible readers come after you, or like religious people come after you now.
Sinful, you bitch. Okay. Should we go to the last question then?
Yeah, I think we can.
What are some of your advices for sisters out there who is thinking about their behaviors in porn and what type of porn to watch?
I think like, preferences are different. So just go to a website and start browsing. It's the same as like the first time masturbation, the first time sex, maybe the first time you don't even like it. Just browse around, see if there's anything that you like. Definitely don't feel ashamed about it, but maybe go incognito the first time, just in case. Don't leave any videotapes at a communal space, especially not where your six-year-old can come, if you don't want your six-year-old to discover the videotapes.
I think to add on to Simona, I think it's all about exploration and exploring to see what you're into, and that's not only porn but also just the type of sex that you're into, because sometimes you just don't know, and you only know if you start exploring. And maybe you feel like, I'm only into this, or I am not into it at all. It could really be that you've not really found what is your accelerator, what really turns you on. So
yeah,
just be open-minded and explore different things, and perhaps there's something in between that you really like.
I think also porn could be like, if you're looking for a little bit of excitement, or to try out different things in your relationship life, turning to porn is actually quite easy. It's instead of date night, maybe it's porn night. instead of movie night, maybe to porn night, like throwing that in for 2023. Spice it up if you're not doing it already.
But 100%. Also reminding that it's not always 100% going to be like that, you know, in real life for what you see. I think Eden's point, like reminding her boyfriend that, or her husband now, sorry, her husband that, you know, not all of what he's seeing in that video is realistic is also important. It's okay to watch it. It's just being able to come down from that.
Yeah, like I'd open my leg. I'm like, my vulva is not pale and pink. My vulva is dark, brown, sometimes hairy. FYI.
Yeah.
Get real. All right. Thanks, girls, for your time. And look forward to the next episode.
Did you have a piece of advice?
Do I have a piece of advice? Actually, maybe my advice would be take the BDSM.com test, because I think that can help you pick your preference when it comes to porn. With the BDSM test, you can kind of figure out what you're into, what your preferences are sexually, what your fantasies are, and what turns you on. I think through that, you can maybe then easier find your category in a porn site. So yeah, that's more like a shortcut versus clicking through all the videos and links. It does take long to explore what turns you on and what doesn't turn you on. And you don't want to waste hours and hours scrolling through porn sites to find that one video for you.
Yeah, sometimes it can be good inspiration.
Like, speak for yourself, Eden.
Have fun, girls. Now I know what you're gonna be up to after you finish the newsletter.
Yeah. Scrolling through porn websites.
Sharing links, yeah. Like later. Or like if anyone else has their porn stories or things that they want to share.
Thank you guys. Good talk. See you next week.